Hey everyone, this is Diamond Vanilla Wiggins, and I am also known as The Single Mompreneur. Again, that's The Single Mompreneur. And I'm super excited today because I am sitting on the podcast with Miss Nashia. And if you don't know, Miss Nashia is a lawyer. So not only is she a mom going hard, but she is also a lawyer going hard. And I think that is amazing because we actually need lawyers out here that understand both sides of life, right? We need people that are human and can feel so that they can have justice in the ways that they need to. Justice, at least, because we know that not with every case we can gather justice, but at least she is fighting for it. So I want to welcome Nashia. And how are you today, my love?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast.
No worries. I appreciate you for being willing to join us on the podcast. I'm super excited because there are more and more moms that are joining us for the podcast. And I think it's amazing because we are able to talk about what it looks like as a mom, as an entrepreneur. And again, touching on those things that go on in the single mom realm. So I think it's very good that you have joined us to talk about some of those things. And one of the things that I want to go ahead and make sure we cover for those that are listening is the name of your business so that they can know how to go about looking for you if they are searching you up on Google or on Instagram. So if you want to go ahead and open up with your Instagram contact information, and we'll close out with that information too.
Okay, so my Instagram is miss.esquire_25, and my email address is conwayn, which is my first initial, 15@hotmail.com.
Awesome. And what is the name of your business?
So my business is actually named after myself. So Nashia Conway, attorney at law. I'm in the process of still developing it, but basically I'm a solo practitioner practicing family law, criminal law, landlord and tenant law. And my goal is to provide limited scope representation for those who can't seek to hire an attorney. Because as we know, many people, need access to attorneys, but they just can't afford it. So for me, it was important for me to figure out, well, how can I assist people, but also make it affordable? So that's what my business is all about.
Absolutely. And that is amazing because, as you stated, there are so many people in this world that cannot afford to have the representation that they do need. So I think that's amazing of you to even say, hey, you know what? I can take on those big cases where they can afford me, and I can take on the things that people may not be able to get representation for because of the money. So I think that's amazing of you because it shows that you have a heart again. And that's necessary, as I stated before, because it's real life, you know. So money is one thing, but at the end of the day, there are some things that come up in life where people are needing that legal representation, and they need people like yourself that are willing to say, hey, you know what, I found that I can assist you with this case. Let's go ahead and take this on. How long have you been a lawyer?
So I've been a lawyer for just a little over 2 years.
Nice. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I passed the bar June 2016. So, yeah, it's been a little over 2 years now.
Nice. And do you like it? Is it, you know, when you first got in school, were you like, I don't know about this? Or was it like, oh, yeah, I'm made for this. Let me keep it going.
As far as being a lawyer?
Yeah. So, you know, even with school, some people are like, yeah, this is not for me. I don't know what I was thinking about. You know, so what were your feelings? Were you like, yeah, when you got in school, were you like, yep, I'm gonna keep going. I need to go ahead and make sure I handle this. Or was it a thing of like, okay, we'll see where it's going. How was it for you?
Well, I knew I always, well, I guess I should say from the age of maybe 12 or 13 or so, I knew I wanted to be a lawyer. Nice. But I was kind of told that, you know, it's impossible, you know. Wow. It's a lot of reading and writing. I don't know if you'll be able to do it. And I didn't know any, you know, lawyers in my family. You know, I was a first generation college student. Nice. So, you know, even going to college was a big deal.
Absolutely.
I know, as cliche as it may sound, but this is the truth. I used to watch a lot of Law and Order, and I just felt like, you know, I want to help. Like, I want to make a difference. And I grew up in DC, so like a lot of, you know, things that affecting my neighborhood. And I just knew I just wanted to make some change. And I just knew that, you know, having a degree in law, like, will be able to make some sort of impact. So I knew I wanted to be a lawyer since I was about 13 or so. Was kind of went back and forth when I first went to college. I didn't even, you know, I thought I was going to be in a communications field. And then, you know, I just kept feeling something tugging on my heart saying, you know, this is not what you're supposed to be doing. So went to law school, got pregnant. I got pregnant 2 weeks before I started law school. And then I was like, you know what? I don't know. The time is not right. I'm not going to be able to do this with a baby. It was very, very difficult. So I was, my experience with law school was a lot different from my peers. You know, I was very scared, didn't really know if I was going to be able to make it. So it was very, I had a lot of anxiety during that time because I just didn't know. But during that time still, I just knew. I said, you know, I know I was called to do this. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know deep down in my heart, I knew that I was called to be a lawyer. So I just stuck it through. I wanted to quit so many times. I would call friends crying. I can't do this. You know, I have no help. I have no support. I'm in Baltimore. I went to law school in Baltimore. I'm in Baltimore by myself. It was very, very difficult, very difficult. But I just took it day by day, and I prayed every day and just got up and kept going.
Absolutely. And I mean, I know that, you know, especially with being a mom now, that we do have those days where it's tough and we're like, man, I don't even know about this anymore. I'm tired, and I'm tired of being tired. So why am I continuing to press like this? But for you to be able to see it through, it's absolutely amazing, because not only are you making sure that you're handling things inside the courtroom for yourself, for your child, but you're also handling things for others. So, I mean, it shows that you have what you need. You are determined, and that takes a lot of energy within itself. And I don't think that we understand certain things as just human beings, that it is a choice every day on what we are going to do or not do, you know. So for it to be a thing where you're saying day in and day out, hey, I got to make it happen, you're making it happen. I do want to make sure that I touch on a couple of things, because you said a mouthful while speaking. So you talked about not having support. You talked about it not being the right time. And you talked about the fact that people doubted you. And I think for it to be a thing where you went through all of that during that time and you still came out on top, that states a lot. So for it to be that you were like, hey, you had these obstacles that were coming up. You found out that you were pregnant 2 weeks before entering law school. And you still said, no, but I'm going to do it. That says a lot about your character. That says a whole lot about your character. And I think that's phenomenal, because as we talked about at the event yesterday, we had our first single mompreneur meet and greet. And when we were there, we were speaking on how at the end of the day, there's so many things that we face as single moms, but we're somewhat like superheroes. And I don't think we hear that enough, you know? And for it to be a thing where, like you said, you're calling people, you have a support team, but they're not necessarily there to help you. For it, that means like everything to me to just hear that, because I mean, that's, some people would say, hey, it's impossible, but you say, yeah, well, they said it, but and impossible, what you will also find is impossible. So it's possible. And you're showing women that, you're showing mothers that, you're showing single mothers that, and any other individual that is looking at you and your story. So I have to applaud you. I think that's amazing that you are continuing to push on after those things. And I don't know, but I do want to ask, when you accomplished this goal of becoming a lawyer, or at least passing your bar, was it a thing where you were like, oh, okay, well, I've accomplished this, so there's nothing stopping me now?
Yeah. And I think the reason why, because, you know, so many people just doubted me. Just so, people that, you know, were close to me, that, you know, were my friends for 15 plus years, just like, you know, Nashia, I don't know if you, you know, I know you're smart, but I just don't know. This is a lot. Like, I don't know if you're going to be able to do it. And even with me, you know, so I faced a lot, you know, many obstacles during that time. And actually, as far as like taking a bar exam, I failed the first time around. So when I failed the first time, you know, I had people saying, you know, I told you that this was going to be hard. You know, maybe you should just, you know, just do something else with your law degree. And I was determined. I said, no, I take it as a lesson learned. I'm not going to stop. I don't care if I have to take it 2, 3, 4, 5 times.
Absolutely.
I'm going to keep taking it until I pass. And then once I pass, yeah, you know, I feel like there's nothing I can't do. You have
Absolutely.
determination. You, if you have determination and you know, strength and faith, I believe that there's nothing that you can't do.
Absolutely. And that's with or without people on your side, and you show that. So I think that's an interesting thing too, because what I find is that we always expect for people that we know to be forthcoming and cheering us on and congratulating us and collaborating with us and things of that nature. Those people that we know, right? When we are deciding to enter anything, whether it's a business, whether it's school, whether whatever it is, a relationship, etc., we look for those people that are closest to us to give us that applaud and to make sure that they're there for us in those times of need, because those usually are big transitions and they're times of need. And what we find out is that a lot of the time, the people that are the closest to us are the ones that aren't there for us. And I think it's very unfortunate, because we know that we need other people. And it's not that we're saying we don't need other people. It's just that people, whatever it is inside of us as individuals, we kind of break away from those people that we know we love and care about, and we're not as supportive as we can be. So for you to push through that, I can only applaud you again, because I can only imagine what you may have been feeling, especially, like I said, 2 weeks before entering school. It probably was like, okay, well, what am I going to do? You know, and I'm not certain how long school was for you, but is it 3 years when you're going through law school?
Yeah, 3 years.
Yeah, so 3 years. So it's not like, hey, okay, I'll be done with school before the baby comes. It's literally, okay, the baby will be here and I'll still be in school. So for all I know, you may have been looking for people to sit there and say, hey, well, you got this. Look at how far you've made it now. You got this, you know. And for you to receive the opposite, you could have literally just been like, yeah, no, I'm going to go to a different path. I'll go ahead and tend to, what were you doing before you started law school?
So I was actually working for the federal government, and I had a job. So my major so I switched from the communications to criminal justice.
Okay.
And I had a job in my field, you know, so I had that talk, you know, the talk from the family. Well, you already have a job in your field, you know, why put yourself through unnecessary stress? But again, I just felt like something on the inside of me told me that you're going to be a lawyer. So I just had to, you know, so I had another option, but I just felt like I was pushed to go.
Absolutely. I mean, and when you feel that push, it's definitely necessary that you pay attention to it, because one of the things that I made sure I mentioned to moms is that when my daughter's dad decided, her biological father, he decided to move to California, and he asked us if we would go. He straight asked, like, hey, okay, I'm going and I want you to come. I feel like it would be a fresh start for us. I know we've been through a lot. I know our families have kind of been in our business, more so his than mine, but I want a fresh start. And I said, well, you know, I don't know if that's necessary. I don't think that it would be the best for me to go ahead and go out there. You know, I can respect whatever you feel like you need to do for yourself, but me going out there, I don't know about that. And I felt a tug on me to say, you go out there if you want to and you're going to eat it. And I couldn't do it. So I feel like it's that same intuition that speaks to us to say, hey, but you need to do this. And even though mom was telling me not to do something, I think it still plays in the same way to say what you should and should not be doing. And we have to listen to that, or we'll look back and we'll wonder and say, shoulda, coulda, woulda, you know? So for you to not wait to see if other people were right, or to say, okay, well, maybe I should listen to everybody that's around me and stay within my comfort zone. You fought past your comfort zone and you said, no, I got this, and I'm gonna continue to have it with or without whomever is in my corner. And I actually saw something on your Instagram one day, and you basically had posted that you had a family member that was rooting you on, and she basically explained to you that she knew you would be a lawyer. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, so that's my aunt. So I could say that she was my cheerleader, but even with her, you know, I think it came from a place of concern. You know, I don't think that she was trying not to be supportive. I think it came from a place of concern, but she told me, you know, I always told your mom that you were going to be a lawyer. Mm. And, you know, my mom actually passed my senior year of college. Yeah. Senior year of college. Thank you. And, you know, she told me, she said, you know, I knew you were always going to be a lawyer. I told your mom, because, you know, my mom was a single mom for, you know, for a while. And when she got pregnant with me, she wasn't really sure if she wanted to, you know, keep me or not. And my aunt convinced her to keep me and said, no, you know, she's going to be a special child. She's going to grow up to do great things.
Wow.
And, you know, and I always, you know, every time we have any family, you know, gathering, she always tells me, I was the one who told your mom that you were going to be a lawyer. She said that from the time I was a baby. She spoke that over my life.
Wow. Have you ever asked her what it was? If, you know, was it a conversation with God? You know, because regardless of what people think, there is a spiritual realm out here that we can definitely tap into if we allow ourselves to. And there are messages and there are things that people see and feel. And some of us ignore it, and some of us, we make sure that we pay attention to it. And regardless of what you do, if you ignore it or if you pay attention to it, it grows, right? So if you're ignoring it, it eventually goes away and it doesn't bother you until it feels like it needs to again. But if you're paying attention to it, you more so than anything start to dig even deeper into it because you're understanding that your mind is opening up to what can be. So do you know what it was for her? Was she deeply rooted in her spirituality and God showed her things? Have you ever asked her?
She is deeply rooted in her spirituality, and that's why I go to her now. You know, she's always giving me, you know, wisdom and so I would assume that was the case. I mean, that's what happened, but I never really asked her, so I can't really say for sure, but I assume that's probably what it was.
Absolutely. And I know that you stated that you are employed, but I also know that you were stating that you are desiring to make sure that you provide legal services for those that can't afford it. So are you in the process of that now, of providing those services, or is it a thing where you're building your business out so that will be coming to fruition for those individuals that need your support?
So right now, because I just made a transition with my job, so I just took another position part-time. I agreed to work on a part-time basis while I built my business, which is an amazing opportunity. So basically with my with this new position, I just work part-time, 20 hours a week. I make my own schedule pretty much. Nice. And it's very, very, very flexible, but it still allows me to have that steady income coming in while I'm building my business. And that was my main concern as a single mom, you know, like I wanted to make sure that I would be able to, you know, pay the expenses for my, you know, me and my child while I'm building my business. So right now I'm in a process of, I do legal consulting. So I do that, but long term, my goal is to do limited scope representation, meaning basically you provide representation only for certain aspects of a case. That way it brings the fee down, because a lot of people think that, you know, and I know some of my lawyer friends would probably be upset for me for saying this, but for many cases, you really don't, you know, depending on what it is, you don't really need a lawyer all the time. Absolutely. I think that, you know, people just, it's that fear element, you know, this is foreign to you. You don't really know what's going on. But if you had someone to sit down, who's a lawyer, who talked to you and say, hey, you know, this is just a simple traffic ticket. You don't really need to handle an attorney. This is what you need to do, A, B, and C. Or this is just a, you know, uncontested custody issue. This is what you need to do, A, B, and C. If you find that you need an attorney after taking these steps, then, you know, come back to me and then, you know, we can arrange a fee that may be significantly less than what you would have paid if I would enter my appearance up front. Absolutely. You don't really see that a lot. Like, you don't really see that a lot, because most attorneys just, you know, want to just, make you know, kind of want to make their money and, you know, want to kind of start, take the case, you know, work the case from the beginning.
Right.
So, I mean, it's pros and cons. You know, one of the complaints that, you know, some of my attorney friends say is that, well, if I come in midway through, you know, sometimes I have to, you know, redo stuff because they're not lawyers, so they don't know how to, you know, fill out certain forms and stuff. But again, my reasoning is to provide this service because I just understand how expensive it could be. You know, I'm a lawyer and I couldn't hire an attorney if I needed one. And that's sad, but that's the truth.
So
legal consulting. And I also want to do, I'm going to be writing an ebook and doing a course on Udemy. So right now I'm in the process of developing an ebook as well as a course on Udemy to provide information for those who have to represent themselves pro se. again, my passion, I think my passion really lies at addressing the need, you know, of people being able to have the tools that they need in order to represent themselves effectively when they can't hire an attorney. Because I think it's very, very important. Just from, you know, my experience in the courtroom and seeing pro se litigants come into the courtroom and seeing how, you know, basically they're not sure how to make their argument or state their case, that they can basically not receive justice just because of a failure of not knowing how to properly communicate their position.
Absolutely.
So,
and I think that's vital too. And I do want to understand the passion that comes from you and where it comes from when it comes to making sure that you do these things, because it's, I think that's amazing that you are deciding to write an ebook and do a course, because I am an individual that has always wanted to understand, how do I go in the courtroom without a lawyer? Because like you said, it's not always needed. A lawyer isn't always needed, you know, and I've understood that being in some of my situations where I'm like, okay, but let's be serious. Like, who's going to pay for a lawyer for this? You know, it, sometimes it has been as simple as a traffic ticket. And I've known that the police officer was not in the right. And I've wanted to prove that, but I don't know how to even go about talking to the judge about it. I don't know how to say, hey, okay, I want to contest about this, that, and the third, or I want to, I don't even know the verbiage, you know? So I think it's very interesting and very nice of you to say, hey, okay, well, I can do these things, so I'm going to do it because I understand that people need this. So where is that passion coming from? It, has it been something that has come about in your life where you're like, okay, well, and I know you did say that, you know, with how expensive it is to receive a lawyer's assistance or their representation, you know, you don't want it to be where people can't be represented. But is that what the where the passion comes from? Because you already have a lot that transpires because of being a lawyer and a single mom. So where do you think that's coming from to have you want to work with individuals, regardless of their gender, regardless of et cetera, but making sure that they have that representation? What is that feeling from?
That's a great question. That's a great question. And the thought that just came to mind when you asked me that is from my prior experience. And again, this is the first time that this has came to mind, so I want to make sure that I communicate this effectively. Okay. But I believe it may have come from my prior experience. So I used to be a prosecutor in Baltimore City. Mm-hmm. And I used, you know, it really upsetted me to see that a lot of the people, you know, that came into the courtroom, you know, had these records, and, you know, it kind of almost seemed like if you could afford to have a lawyer, you may get a better deal. If you can't have a lawyer, I mean, hey, you know, you know that, it, but for me, you know, and I think, you know, for me as a prosecutor, you know, because a lot of my family and friends say, well, how did you want to be a prosecutor? You want to just throw Black people in jail? And I'm like, no, I think it's really important for more Black people to become prosecutors because, one, I grew up in the inner city. So I know the systematic issues that cause certain individuals to engage in crime. So I wanted to go in with that understanding and be sensitive to why people did some of the things that they did. But I noticed that you know, the people who could afford to have an attorney, it seemed like they had much more power, much more say. And if you didn't have an attorney, it's like you were at the mercy of the court pretty much, you know?
Yeah.
For me, I just didn't think it was fair. I didn't think that justice should be determined based upon how much money you have. You know, and I think that just really bothered me. And I consider myself to be the underdog. You know, in a sense. And I think for me, I wanted to fight for the underdogs. Like, I feel like, you know, if you can afford to have an attorney, I really don't want to take your case, even though I would be just as interested because it's law. But I want to help those who really can't help themselves, who, you know, other people kind of like wrote off to say, well, hey, you know, oh, well. So I wanted to fight for the underdogs. I wanted to fight for the people who literally had no other option. It just felt more, it just seems to be much more fulfilling to me.
I love that. I love that because that says a lot about you. Believe it or not, I think that speaks highly of your character, because some people, they get in it and they see how jacked up our system is. And they say, you know what? But hey, I've already decided to go down this path. I'm a lawyer, may become a judge, whatever. They take on all these other titles, right? But they don't care that there are so many individuals that do not reap good things from the system. Knowing that there are things that can be tweaked, not saying that our system is just full of crap. It depends on your perspective, right? I'm not going to go neither here nor there with that. However, with it being that we know that justice is not always served, for you to say, yeah, but you know, I'm not okay with this, and I see where things can be tweaked. I see where I can make a difference, so I'm going to make that difference. I think that speaks so highly of your character, because you could be one of those lawyers to say, you know what? Nope, I'm here. I want my money. I went through all of this. I'm going to get my money. And that'd be that. Some people, that's how they play the game, you know? And as you stated, even some of the friends that you have that are in your circle as well as lawyers, they may be upset with you for saying it, but at the end of the day, you're speaking your truth. And even though that may not be their truth, that's okay. You understand what yours is and you're living from that. And that is vital, because we understand as people that there are certain things that have to be done for certain things to change. And you want things to change. So I applaud you for that as well, because for whatever reason, what God has continued to do is bring about people that just get it, you know, and I feel like there are wavelengths that we have to decide to jump on and jump off of, you know, and as you elevate, you continue to either jump high or low, you know, or jump, I'll say, from one to another. I won't say high or low. You'll jump from one to another because you want it to be a thing where you are continuing to prosper and things around you are continuing to prosper. And the people that are being influenced or impacted are prospering as well. So, I mean, that is an amazing reason to do it, number one. And I think, again, that speaks very highly on your character, because it's not just about the money for you. And I don't think anything should ever just be about money. So for you to say, hey, I have a mission, I have a vision, and I'm living towards that, I'm going to make sure that I see it through. I can't do anything but continue to say congratulations for you, number one, being the individual that you are. And I want to also speak more on your actual journey as a mom, but I have to first applaud you and continue to applaud you just for making it this far, because there's obviously something that is rooted in you that your aunt saw and say, you know what? No, there's something about her. You need to make sure that you give her what she needs. And that was life. Right. So that it could be a thing of you going ahead and you executing in the ways that you need to. And I don't know where this will take you, but I do understand that it will take not just you, but others to a different place in life because of the things that you're providing. So I want to say thank you personally, just for being able to do what you're doing. And I don't know who says thank you, but I have to make sure I take the time to say thank you, because it's vital that we have more individuals like you in the world. My dad's wife is a lawyer and a judge, and she actually is a woman that came from the single mom life as well. So I hope to have her on the podcast. We've talked about her doing some speaking engagements and all. So I'm super excited about that. But even with her, I think because she does deal more with like traffic tickets and things of that nature, she does try to assist where she can, at least from the judge perspective. From what she tells me, I've never been in one of her sessions when she is handling justice. I have not sat in and watched how she goes about things or any of that. So I can't speak from witnessing it. So do not quote me on this anyway. I don't know how she deals with people in the courtroom. I have not been there. But what she has explained to me is that she does at least try to encourage people to do what they can and to watch out for themselves, you know, because there are some things that are just not done the right way. And sometimes judges are going through things and they may be having their own things that transpire in their lives. And let's just say that they may not be the happiest. And who's to say that we don't deal with that, you know? And I'm not saying that that happens on a regular basis, but I guess I do want to speak on the fact that because you are deciding that, hey, okay, well, I've seen some things that just aren't right. and you are doing something about it. I am applauding you for that. And I think that we do need more individuals like that. And I pray and I hope that my dad's wife is one of those women that are deciding to do the same thing with joining you and saying, hey, okay, there's some changes that have to be made. And I'm going to make sure that the change starts with me. So again, I want to say thank you, because the ebook and the course, I think that'll do a lot for people. And definitely keep me up to date for when you publish it, so that I can make sure I share it on the platform, because it's a necessity, regardless of if you're a single mom or not. People need that, you know, and people need to be able to understand those words. They need to be able to understand those the verbiage, how things are done, how they can be done to your benefit, and think, you know, the traps to watch out for, or the things to watch out for, so that they're not putting themselves in a bind. Because sometimes we'll talk ourselves into things, not even realizing that's what we're doing, you know. So. Yeah. Please keep me up to date with when you release those, so I can make sure I share that with the community and even in my personal network, because that is still a part of the community, you know. And I wanted to move forward. I don't know what all your single mompreneur lifestyle looks like, or your journey, right? Because even if you do go from being a single mom to not being a single mom anymore, we have that journey, and it brings on certain things that we may ask for because of those character building characteristics that come about, or it may be things that we don't ask for, you know. So if you don't mind, I would love for you to speak on your journey as a single mom. How has it been for you? What does it look like? How does that make or break your day-to-day? And I wouldn't say break, because obviously you're resilient. So how would you say it helps your day-to-day with making sure that you stay determined and stay passionate, and making sure that you encourage and inspire others that are walking in that same light or in that same path?
Wow, that was a great question. Let's see. So just to kind of explain a little bit more about my situation. So I have my daughter. Most of the time she lives with me. And right now I'm actually living with family too. And one of my reasons for that is because, again, trying to, you know, use my support system. When I was in Baltimore, I didn't have any, you know, my family was all in the D.C. area. In Montgomery County, which is in Maryland. But so, and that's tough, you know, because I went from living on my own with me and my daughter to now, you know, living with family and having to, you know, deal with that. but, you know, so I do most of the responsibilities myself, you know, taking her to school. She's going to kindergarten, so take her to school, take her to her doctor's appointments. She does go visit her dad some weekends and sometimes during the summer, but majority of the time she's with me. You know, my grandmother's very helpful as far as if I need to go to a meeting, or if I have something, if I want to run to the gym, she'll watch her while I go work out, you know, to relieve some stress. But to answer your question, I just want to make sure I'm what was this, the rest of the question? I'm sorry.
Basically, just wanted to know, like, what your journey looks like. So you're speaking on it in regards to, you know, what your day-to-day looks like. So that lifestyle and how it is either helping or hurting what you have going. So being a lawyer, starting your business, and kind of just speaking on that journey, you know. So if there were any shortcomings because of the situation. I don't know if you all were in a relationship and decided not to be with the one, how that went, but, you know, with you being a single mom, what that looks like and what you take on, what is acquired because of that.
So, okay, just to kind of give a little bit more. So me and my daughter's father, we were together almost 5 years before I got pregnant with her. Just decided that, you know, we just were on two different paths and, you know, it just wasn't going to work out. We try to maintain, you know, we try to be as cordial as possible for the sake of my daughter. But as far as my career, one of the things that really that I learned very quickly was that, you know, a lot of employers don't really have too much sympathy for single moms. They're like, well,
at all.
You know, your kid is sick again, or, you know, you can't stay to 6:30 tonight. And it's like, no, I always made it very clear that my first responsibility and my first duty is being a mom. So anything that comes before that has to go. And I see being a single mom as a, you know, some people, you know, say, oh, you know, that's just, I don't think I could ever be a single mom. But to be honest, completely honest with you, I feel like me being a single mom pushed me further into my purpose.
Come on.
I believe that, you know, one of the things that became very, you know, difficult and frustrating for me was trying to balance my career and being a mom, you know, and being a lawyer, as many people know, it's a very, very demanding profession. Depending on, you know, where you work, I have colleagues who stay in the office until, you know, sometimes 6:30, 7, 8 o'clock at night, depending on, you know, if they have a trial or depending on what's going on. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was important for me to leave at a certain time. I'm a single mom. I have to pick up my daughter from childcare for about 6 p.m. And, right. You know, I will say some supervisors were more understanding than others, but overall it's more so, well, you signed up for this job. Why, you know, why should we have sympathy for you? You chose to be a single mom. And, I mean, they wouldn't say that, but it's just, that's kind of the vibe that I got, was that, you put yourself in this situation. So why should we care, pretty much? So, and I knew for me, I determined that my number one obligation is my child. Everything else comes second. So I know for me, it became more and more of a greater want and need to figure out how can I still do what I love without losing or feeling like I have to compromise too much on me being a mom, you know?
Absolutely. And of course, I understand because I've been put in that circumstance myself. Actually, with being an entrepreneur, I take on many, many tasks because I'm very skillful in a lot of ways. So from making websites to doing bios, et cetera, I can do a number of things. Social media, email marketing. I help with putting together festivals, marketing for those festivals, doing PR, doing media, content creation, et cetera. And there are certain things that I do in regards to helping the big dogs, is what I'll say, and making sure that they have what they need in place. So there's a gentleman that I work with, and he wasn't always understanding, if I'm being very frank. It would be, I felt like he should understand that, hey, if you're asking me to meet you after 5 p.m., majority of the time is probably not going to work because, you know, I have a little girl that I have to tend to. And it was like he was asking on purpose to see if I was going to try to figure it out, you know, and it got to a point where I had to say, you know what, you know, I have my daughter. So if you're okay with her being at the meeting, yeah, I'll be there. Like, it's not, I don't know what you want me to do, but this is my life and you're either going to deal with it or you're going to find somebody else. And I think I'm okay with understanding that God is going to provide whatever I need, regardless of who's there or not there.
Amen.
And, you know, it's one of those things where it has to be a thing where us as moms, we continue to push and we continue to make people understand that aren't really trying to be understanding, because there's nothing that I will take on at this point in my life where they're going to tell me, hey, yeah, well, I don't know about your daughter coming. Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea. Or, you know, especially when it's like after work hours, like, you're not going to talk to me about my child not being there because you asked me to be there. And you're not going to sit there and disqualify me because of that either. You know that I'm qualified for the position. You know that I can get it done. So you're either going to take me or you're not. But I'm also a fighter. I am definitely a fighter, and I definitely go for the things that I want. So I don't care how people feel. I don't care that men think that this is a man's world, because it's not. We are actually leading in so many ways. And when I say we, it's not just women. When I say we, I'm talking about single mothers. And I'm saying that because we are the leading group of individuals in the world. And I don't know how many people understand that. When I got into building the Single Mompreneur, I started to look up different facts about single moms. And we are literally the number one group of people in the world. So if people don't understand that it should be some empathy and there should be way more in place for us, they're going to start to understand it, especially if I'm around, because I do know that that's one of the things that I do push for, is that even if I do get married, which I am hoping to, right, I am not going to allow this to die off. The single mompreneurs will always be a part of my journey, because it, believe it or not, has made me who I am. As you stated, you don't feel like your purpose started to form, or that you started to tap into it until you had your baby. I don't think people get that. I don't think that people understand that there's a cause and effect in life, right? And there's certain things that happen to some of us that make us understand who we are, where we are, how we are, and where we're going. You know, when I tell you my daughter is what makes me tick. And I will be the first to say that I will not paint the pretty picture to make it seem like, oh, single motherhood is the best thing in the world, because it's not. It's very, very traumatizing depending on your situation. It is very groundbreaking, and that can be a good and a bad thing, right? But I have gone through a depression stage, and I have also gone through a building stage, and I am still in that building stage to say, hey, okay, there's certain things that I want people to understand about myself and to understand about other single moms. I don't want the biasness to be there. I don't want them to label us as the crazy baby mamas or whatever the TV and the media tries to push out, right? Those stereotypes that are continuing to be pushed on us, and those things that they are trying to say, hey, well, you can't do it. Oh, yeah, she's not qualified because she is a single mom, or whatever the case is, you know? So for you to even speak on that, I think that's a good thing, because you're bringing awareness. And one of the things that we also talked about at the mom's event yesterday was that there are a lot of things that have to be done differently, especially for single moms, because there are so many things that are trying to attack us. Like, we are in the wrong for being a single mom. Like, we say, hey, well, I signed up for this life. I don't want this gentleman involved with his child on a regular basis. No, that's not what we're asking for.
How there's a lot of things that have to change. And as I stated, I think that I will be one that continues to push for what we need to see when it comes to single moms. It's not fair that people look at us as though we are those baby mamas that cause all those issues, because a lot of the time, there's not as many, at least the woman that I come across, there's not as many crazy baby mamas out there as they're making it seem like. And I say that from the media that I see that pushes that, right? It's as though they try to paint this ugly picture of the women that are single moms. And I find it very crazy. And like I said, I'm going to be one of those moms that make sure that even if I do enter into a marriage, I will not have it where my single mompreneur journey ends, because like I stated, it is a thing where this has created some things that I did not sign up for or ask, but it has built a lot of character, you know. And I think that's one of the things that we're not credited upon, is that there's a lot of us that actually have sense out here, and when we bring these children into the world, we actually are making like outstanding individuals. Like, my little girl is beyond smart. I won't say she's always polite. It's more so her not being polite at home though, compared to with other people. And of course she's 3, so I'm still teaching her the ways of the world and how to interact with individuals in that whole nine. But she's amazing when it comes to just being a little individual that's becoming herself. You know, she's a solid individual, and I'm happy to say that with her just being 3, she has some sense. She knows right from wrong, you know, and I want to make sure that I'm continuing to instill those things that matter when it comes to being honest and having morals, such as our faith belief, not saying what you should believe, but just having a faith-based system that you make sure that you tap into and that you rely on, because it is vital, you know, having it where you understand that even when you do have certain things in life, you should give back to others. We are not at all rich. We are not at all. I will say that we are very favored, and I will say that we are very blessed. When I say blessings come out of nowhere, like all the time, I'm very grateful for that, but we are not at all, better than anybody in any shape, form, or fashion. And I think that we experienced a lot that other single moms experience. And even then, I'm teaching my baby, hey, we have to give back, you know, hey, okay. And I make sure that she also understands profit and understands business, you know. So there's certain times where she'll be in the background and she may say something about making money, because that's what I want her to understand is, hey, gain your independence now, learn certain things now that you may not be taught in school. And they can't take that away from her, regardless of if I'm here or not, you know. So it's crazy because, like I said, there's so many things that they try to throw on us, put those labels on us to make it seem like we're these things that just are these women that just cause issues, you know, and we won't shut up about what the man isn't doing, and we won't, you know, just make it happen and figure it out as though we're supposed to, like we're just supposed to figure it out as though we were the only one to bring the child into this world. And of course there are moms that say, hey, I'm gonna go that route, I don't want a man for real involved, I'm just gonna go to the sperm bank and I'll have my baby that way. But there are a lot of us that are actually being impregnated by men that they may not be in the picture, or it may be a thing that they're in the picture, but they're not at all supplying or giving to our seeds as we are, you know. And that was another thing that I spoke about with one of the other moms, is that even those women that do get into relationships, a lot of the time there's a thing where they are still taking on things as though they're single moms, you know. They may be married, they may have a man in the house, whatever, but a lot of the time they still are doing a lot of the work. They are still the ones that have to figure a lot of it out, you know. And I think just as a whole, we as women do not benefit or get the applause or the credit that we should, you know. So it's not just for single moms, but of course this is a platform for single moms, so I make sure that I talk about the things that we bear with on a day-to-day. So again, with you saying that, I definitely think that is smart of you to put your child as your first obligation. I think that's smart of any of us, and I don't bash anybody that decides to do the opposite. I actually know some moms that have said, hey, well, you know, right now my career is thriving, so I have to make sure that I'm able to take care of my child, and this is the way I want to take care of my child. I have a friend that's out in California and she's doing her thing out there, and I don't knock her at all, because for me it's like, hey, well, look, she wanted to do hair, she's doing it for the stars, and I mean, it's paying her well, it's doing well for her. And she looks at it like, hey, I have that support system there. Their dad is there, and he's willing to watch the kids. We go back and forth in the ways that we need to, and it works for them, you know. But for it to be a thing where you've made your mind up to say, well, my daughter is who's going to come first, and I don't care what anybody feels about that. Nobody can shame you for that, because isn't that the way it's supposed to be? I mean, some of the time we do get bashed for certain things, you know, and it's probably, you would probably be looked at crazy if you were showing up to her daycare or to her school past the time that you're supposed to, but and you say, hey, sorry, I got caught up in the office. They wanted me to stay to 7 today. I really appreciate you all. Then the daycare or the school would be looking at you crazy, and it would be a whole nother thing. The police would be trying to lock you up for leaving her there. So I think it's crazy how our society isn't really built for us single moms to thrive. But even then, we still do, right? Even then, you are still a lawyer. You are still building your own business. And you are still making sure that you put time and energy into people that you don't have to. I mean, if that's not something to applaud, if you are not one of those that can inspire many, I don't know who can. Because we don't have a lot of individuals that are willing to take that extra strength that we do have and say, you know what, I'm gonna invest this though, because I know where it needs to go and I want to make a difference in this world. So I mean, I don't know what else to say to that, but congratulations on knowing who you are, number one, and being okay with knowing who you are and standing up for yourself and your child. Because think about what she would go through emotionally and mentally if you said, hey, yeah, well, kid, I gotta work today, you know. So I don't know what we're going to do. I got to figure that out, okay? I'm gonna figure it out, you know? And not saying that you shouldn't be able to do that, but if it was a thing of you kind of just leaving her to the side and saying, yeah, I don't know, or saying, hey, well, I'm going to let somebody else figure it out. I got to make sure I make this happen for myself, and this is the route I wanted to go for my life, and I finally got there. So I'm going to put my responsibility in regards to my baby on somebody else. Like, you're not taking saying that side of you. You haven't chosen that side. You're saying, no, this is my baby, and I've lived my life in every way that I've wanted to thus far, so I'm not going to stop when it comes to my child. And whoever doesn't understand that, that's okay. That's okay. And have you personally, have you seen it where there has been a mom where she felt like a single mom, right? Where she felt like she had to choose? Because I have witnessed where moms feel like they have to choose and they actually go a different route rather than following their dreams and taking care of their baby. Have you ever had to witness that? And what would you say to women that feel like they're in that space?
As far as having to choose one way or the other, as far as either going out to their career or being a mom?
Yeah,
I've witnessed that a few times. And I think, as far as what I would have to, you said, what would I say to them?
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the reasons why, just from what I've noticed is, you know, one of the reasons why many of the single moms choose their children, feel like they have to choose their children over their career is because they feel like they don't have the support. And I think not everyone, and I try not to assume that everyone is as, you know, self-motivated or as resilient as I am, because not everyone is like that. Like, some people do need a whole team of people in order for them to succeed. You know, I even have relatives like that. You know, not everyone is able to be, you know, a self-motivated person. Absolutely. So, you know, I think that's one of the reasons. You know, some people just feel like they just don't have enough support in order to do both. And they just kind of lose hope, you know. It's hard. They don't like the fact that it's going to be harder. And they just kind of lose hope. But, you know, what I would say to that, again, I think what has carried me throughout is just my faith. You know, just knowing that, just accepting and embracing the fact that it's going to be tough. It's not going to be, but it's doable, you know. You're going to make just a few scratches here and there. You may fall down 5 times and get back up 6 times. I think that's what Denzel Washington.
I mean, absolutely.
You know, you just keep going. Because if you keep going, you're going to succeed. It's just going to happen. It's going to happen. So
it has to happen because you're not giving up, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's what I would say. And reaching out. And if you don't have a support system, because I feel like, you know, I do have a support system, but it's very, very small. Like I said, my mom passed 2 years ago. I never knew my dad. So right now it's just my grandma, you know, my grandmother and my aunt who lives in a different county. But I had to reach out and start building my support system. You know, I've actually met 2 other single moms through Instagram, you know, just reached out to them. Hey, oh, I see you have a single mom page. And we just, you know, talk to each other and share stories and just encourage each other. And I think it's important that you have to build it. If you don't have it,
absolutely,
your immediate family, then you have to build it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love that, because I think that that's where a lot of us single moms are right now, is that, you know, it's like, yeah, I understand what I go through on a day-to-day basis. I understand that my baby is going to be the majority of my responsibility. That's what we hear with most cases, right? And it's a thing where we're not making excuses for ourselves. Some of us, like you said, it is a thing where we need all of the support in the world. And if we don't have a little ounce of it, it's like, hey, okay, well, it's not going to happen for me, you know. And it is a thing where we have to just encourage those to say, hey, well, you can do it, but you have to push for it. And you have to be okay with what your situation is. Because at the end of the day, I can't say that all of us have made decisions that have led us to where we are, but a lot of us have. And it's okay that we have decided to either enter a relationship that was never the relationship that we should have been in. It is okay that we may have married someone that was not as loving and supportive in the beginning anyways, and decide to leave that relationship. It is okay that we may have known that the brother that was the cheater beforehand was not going to become pure once we got married, right? Whatever the circumstances, it doesn't matter. It is a thing where we can say, okay, well, yeah, this is my circumstance. And yes, I did make some certain decisions that have led me to where I am, but I have everything within me that I need. And I don't know what point in life we have to get to understand that. But it is a thing, like you stated, where if you keep pushing, if you keep striving, it is going to happen for you. It definitely will happen for you. And I think that there are certain things that not just your story, but your character does to show that. Like I said, for it to be a world full of people in your world, that is, that has said, hey, don't do that to yourself. You know, that I don't know that that's the best thing for you to do. Be a lawyer for what? You're already doing something with your life. You already have a career. Why take on that? Why would you add that to your plate? Right? That may be because of where they are in life. And sometimes people don't understand that. They don't understand that, hey, where I am in life is not where I want to be. So I'm kind of going to try and tear you down without saying that's what I'm doing. And I may not necessarily be realizing that, but I have to at least try to get you to understand. And it may not be any harm, right? But this is my perspective on it. I may not understand that I'm doing harm, but I'm going to do harm. And I'm going to tell you, hey, that's absolutely insane. What are you thinking about, right? But for you to say, no, but even with that, I'm going to make sure that I have those moms that are in my circle, or I'm going to bring moms in my circle that get it, that get me, and we're developing that friendship and we're developing this community so that we can see more women like ourselves strive, so that we can see more women that are single moms come together and strive, you know? So I think, again, that's beautiful because even with the single mompreneurs, that's one of the things that I wanted. That was like the birth of the single mompreneur for me, outside of being a mom that was an entrepreneur. I wanted it to be a thing where moms knew, hey, well, if you do want to have multiple streams of income, let's build a community so that we can sit there and form some type of partnership, whether it's with a daycare and that daycare stays open on a weekend and that, you know, at different times, so just like during Monday through Friday. And they're saying, hey, you know what? But we understand that these moms are trying to do something with themselves. Let's go ahead and give them that extra support. Or if it's with the church, because I feel like with churches, it should be that, right? It, with the church understanding that there are different things that we go through in life, why would it not be where they open their doors to say, yes, but this is needed. These moms need us, and we want to make sure that we're that aid for them. Not that where we are coming in and we're making it. I do think it's vital that we as single moms come together. And I think it's amazing that you all are coming together, because it literally takes just a message to be sent, as though I came to you via a DM on Instagram saying, hey, I see that you're a lawyer and I love that you are deciding to go ahead and build your business while being a mom. Can we talk about it? You know, and that has allowed us to come to this point, for it to be a thing where I'm finding out as much as I am. It's literally a spark of a conversation that leads us to other beautiful things. So for it to be a thing where you and those other moms in your area are saying, hey, let's get together, ladies, let's have this conversation, and let's do what we can together with whichever within whichever realm you choose to tap into, that's vital, because it creates and it blossoms beautiful things. I don't know if you all are deciding to come together on a regular basis. How is that coming out? How are you all moving forward with things, with deciding, hey, let's build this relationship? Will you all be grouping together to have like play dates or anything of that nature?
Well, I've only had maybe like two brief conversations, but I did want to kind of also add that at my church, we actually have a single mom, well, it's called single parent ministry. And I'm a part of that ministry at my church. And, you know, we try to, you know, do monthly events and, you know, do different topics. So we talk about, you know, how to budget your money as a single mom. We actually have an event coming up this Saturday that's going to be talking about, you know, what to do when you feel like, you know, you're losing control. So, you know, and then during the month, we also do, you know, as you said, you know, like, I guess you can call them play dates. Like, we may go meet up to go to the museum or something like that.
Nice.
And it just feels good to know that, you know, somebody else gets it, you know?
Seriously.
And to have somebody tell you that, you know what, I know, you know, the baby's been crying all day, but she gonna get through it. You know, tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Gonna have a brand new day, and you're gonna have a brand new start, and everything's gonna be okay. Sometimes you just want somebody to tell you that everything is gonna be okay.
Yeah.
So yep. You know, it's very much so needed. I think it's very, very, very much so needed. So if you don't, you know, my advice would be, if you don't have that support system, or if you know you don't have it through your family. You have to reach out and build it.
Seriously. I mean, it's not always going to come from family, unfortunately. And I think Teyana Taylor said that best in Rose in Harlem. And, you know, that's on her new CD. And she states that, you know, it'd be the ones that you love. Like, it's the ones that you're closest to. Like, I mean, she just continues to list the people that you really would depend on. Those are the ones that may break you. Those are the ones that may at least try to break you, you know, and that's okay. You don't let it phase you. You don't let it down you. You don't let it stop you. You keep going. So, you know, I do, again, applaud you on even that, reaching out to those moms and having it where you were open enough to say, hey, let me go ahead and step out here on faith and go to this single parents ministry. And I think that's amazing that your church is even touching on that because, again, single moms, I didn't see single parents, but single moms, number one, we do have more women in the world than men. So I will give them that credit, okay? We do have more women in the world. However, we also have men that are obviously going to multiple women and creating, right? So there can be a little more control there. But for it to be a thing where we have all these single moms that are what I would say leading our nation, it does need to be a thing where there's more churches that are doing what yours is. And it is very vital that moms like you and dads that are out there that are single parents are coming together to say, hey, well, we see the need and we're going to go ahead and cultivate where necessary so that there can be something to blossom. So for you to state to these moms or to these individuals, if there are others that are listening that aren't moms, right, that you need to develop a support system, I think that you are very on track with that. And I want to ask you, what are some other tips that you would give if you could provide some tips to those that are trying to make sure they are doing things like you, whether it's being a lawyer or building a business? What are three things that you would give as business tips to help them?
I think the first thing I would say, well, the first tip I would say is, you know, make a business plan, but start small and manageable and build up from there. I think one of the things that, you know, overwhelmed me, and sometimes, you know, you know, as a single mom, you may feel like, okay, well, I can't do this. It's because we just try to do a lot at one time instead of, you know, writing out your goals, break them down to smaller goals and break down to even smaller goals and just do one step at a time. And I'm still, I should be taking my own advice because, you know, I'm just always thinking, okay, I have to do this. I have to do the next thing. I have to do this. But just start small and manageable and build up from there. And I think that requires a lot of patience, lot of patience. So that would be my first thing. The second thing I would say would be to, I think we touched on this already, but, you know, you have to have some sort of faith, you know, base, spirituality, because you're going to need that, because sometimes you're going to be thinking like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. What am I doing? I got in too deep. This is impossible. I can't do this. But having that faith is what's going to push you through, especially during those days when it's, you know, those very, very troublesome days when all you feel like you have is faith. So you have to have some sort of faith. And then last, I guess my tip would be, and I guess this kind of goes with the second tip to, you know, don't let fear hold you back, because I think fear is like one of the most paralyzing things ever. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I thought, I'm sorry. The third thing I would say is to not let fear hold you back. I think that, especially as single moms, like, you know, even myself, I had some tough decisions that I had to make. And for me, I'm like, well, these decisions may be a little bit easier if I didn't have a kid. But when you know that you're a mom and you're like, listen, if I don't get this right, it all falls down on me. I think that's a very, very scary place to be in.
It is.
So you have to, you know, I'm sorry. So you have to embrace that fear, accept it, embrace that fear, and just still move. Just still move. Say, okay, I'm afraid. But you still got to just go. Just got to go. And I think that kind of goes along with, you know, having your faith. Because your faith is going to push you to go even when you feel like you're too afraid to take a first step.
Seriously. I mean, and that faith is like that foundation, to be honest, because if you don't have it, I mean, I'm not going to say there's individuals out here that aren't successful without it, but I just don't think I have the mental space to be there and not have a spiritual relationship or a spirituality that I can tap within, right? However people want to phrase it. I don't necessarily talk in regards to religion as much. I did speak with a woman that is a mom, a single mom, and she has what she calls the Christian single mama. And, you know, she spoke on her belief with Jesus and all. But I meet moms all the time that may call their God Allah or Buddha or whomever, right? So I'm not going to tell the person which way to go, but to have some type of spiritual base, because it is vital out here. There's so many things that wear and tear it as just for being human. So when you add being a mom and then being a single mom to that and having all those responsibilities on top of all of these things that wear and tear at you anyways, it's, I mean, you can literally want to take your life. Just, I mean, it could be the smallest thing. Sometimes my daughter is crying way too much in a day. And I'm like, wait, what in the world is going on? Like, but if I didn't have anything to go to, I would probably strike out. I would probably like literally just black out and go into a crazy place, you know, and literally allow myself to do things that I would have to live with for the rest of my life. But I do feel like because of my space and my faith, that there is a thing where I can dig deep when necessary and I can say, okay, you know what, but step away, let her go in the room or you go in the room and be okay with having your time. Count down. Go ahead and say, hey, grandma, her grandmother, right? Can you go ahead and watch her for a couple of hours? I need some assistance. Hey, I need some self-care. And I've had to say that sometimes where it's like, hey, I really just need some time for myself. It's not for business. It's not for any of that. I need some time. I'm losing my mind right now. I need some time. Can you please help? And you will be surprised on the people that are willing to assist. I've met women along the way that are amazing with my little girl. We actually had a photo shoot out at a ranch on some horses, and literally my baby was with me and my fiance, I do say my fiance, we are not legally bind in any way, but he has given me a beautiful promise ring, so I said fiance. And we were out there, and there's a young lady that is the girlfriend to our videographer, and she's like, hey, yeah, no, I'll play with her. Like, and she's loving on my little girl. And she's like, hey, well, if you ever want me to watch her, I'm willing. And I'm like, you know, I probably wouldn't have felt as comfortable if it was like somebody I didn't see interacting with my baby. But I found out that she was actually working at a daycare, you know? And it was like, wow, okay, she's amazing. Like, who would have thought that going and shooting on horses, I would have found a babysitter just that easy? You know, I didn't ask her to help. She just was willing to help. But it's things like that that kind of just opened the door for us to say, okay, well, here's somebody else that I can join or that can join my support. I do think it was a beautiful thing to find a young lady that was interested in becoming a part of my circle and helping with Nyla, because it can be just that simple. And I'm not saying that, you know, we should just leave our children with strangers. I'm definitely going to have it where Nyla, the young lady, and myself will spend some time together so that I can just monitor things. But finding out that she worked at a daycare and seeing how beautiful it was to have her watching my daughter and how amazingly they got along just within those hours, it was like, wow, you know. I think that just in the meantime, I will have it where when I am having those days where I would need some more hands-on assistance, I would definitely have her come out, because I know my baby is a bit wild. So, you know, I want to see her get wild with this young lady and see how she bears, so that I do feel a little more comfortable with leaving her by herself. But just being able to say, okay, cool, well, yeah, can I call your daycare and see what they thought? You know, it's things that simple. There's some people that I would love to have her have watch her because of how well they work with her, you know. And I think it starts there. I think it's those small things that we don't really look at, or those places that we don't look into to say, oh yeah, well, this would be a perfect individual to help with my baby, you know. And that's where that support system can come from. So with what you stated in regards to people making sure that they start small and they make sure that it's a manageable amount of work for them to build up from, right? That was one of the tips, that thing of saying, hey, don't let fear hold you back, and make sure you have that faith-built system in place, your spirituality in place and intact, so that you can have what you need while building, right? With you saying that and with what we talked about a little bit in regards to just having those people in place, the church being one of those places that you can go to and have that aid. What are some encouraging words that you would want to give to other single moms that may be ready to move forward, whether it's with another career, whether it's with their business, or even in that day-to-day, and they feel like, hey, I can't take this? Because I did hear earlier this week a young lady state that to me. She's like, I'm over it, just being a mom, because her baby's teething. And it's a little tough, like the baby's hollering and stuff, you know. So what are those encouraging words that you would give to any mom that is the single mom out here and wanting to hear something that can motivate them?
Okay, two things came to mind. First thing I would say is, and I know it's more, you know, I hate saying the cliche stuff like, you know, you can do it, you know, you just have to pray. Because people, you know, yeah, that's true, but they kind of want to see, they need to see proof. So, you know, with that being said, I actually started an Instagram channel under my daughter's name. And the reason that I started it, her Instagram name is, her first name is Malia_freesmiles. That's her Instagram name.
Spell and it for me, please. Her first name.
M-A-L-I-A. Like, okay. Malia. And it's _freesmiles. Just like the word free and smiles.
Okay.
And the reason why I started that was, one, my daughter, she, you know, as you'll see from our videos and stuff, she's, her personality is huge. But two,
absolutely,
I want people to see, and this is, you know, we have a plan of developing videos during the month of September. But I want people to see, not only hear it, but see proof. Like, absolutely. Okay, you know, this is a girl, this is a young girl, you know, something that can be relatable. You know, she's a single absolutely. Mom. She's showing us, you know, the everyday, more of like a vlog type thing, you know, of like to get up and, you know, try to balance having a career and spending time with your child. So that's kind of how that kind of came about. And I think that it's important for people to see it, not just hear it, but they need to see proof. I feel like, especially with this generation, we want to see. I mean, tell me all day, oh, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. How? Where's the blueprint? Show me exactly, you know, how can I get this done? So. And I'm kind of the same way, to be honest with you. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, you can tell me, you know, just have the faith and pray. And that's true. That is true. But I think it's also important for people to be able to see, you know, they need to see.
It is.
See the struggle and see how, you know, on September 1st, she posted up a video of, you know, you trying to help your daughter do her homework. And at the same time, you're trying to, you know, you got these calls coming in and you're trying to, you know, balance it all. Right. So, I mean, that's one part of it. But other than that, mm-hmm. I would say, you know, again, I hate sounding so cliche, but you have to just believe. You have to believe in yourself and be okay with failing. Just know that it's a part of the process. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid of making mistakes. It's a part of the process. And it's going to take time. You have to have a lot of patience and just stay strong throughout. Just be committed. You have to find out, you know, your reason, why do you want to do, you know, whatever it is that you want to do? And it can't be for the money. If it's for the money, you're not going to want to stick with it long. It has to be something that you're passionate about, you know?
Absolutely.
And I think that once you, I think that once you, you know, start working on something that you're really, really passionate about, you're going to want to stick with it, you know, even if you take a break from it, you know, even if you get frustrated and say, you know what, I can't do this, and you leave it alone for a couple of weeks or a month or so, you're going to get that same feeling in your soul again to get back to it. It's going to push you back to doing it at some point. So hopefully I answered the question.
You did. And I was just about to say that you are absolutely right. I actually had a bit of a hiatus, went on a bit of a hiatus this summer when it came to the single mompreneurs. And it was like, man, I'm slipping. Like, let me, hold on, gotta catch a grip. You know, and I literally was going through a huge transition because I acquired my insurance license. And I was kind of out of order. I was going to get my real estate license first, but was kind of pushed to go ahead and get my insurance license first. And went ahead and did that. But I realized that I had put like no time into the single mompreneurs. But because it is something that is like a pull on me, and literally with things that I just go through on a day-to-day basis, it literally is one of those things where it's like, hey, but I want it to be a thing where I'm continuing to commit to the single mompreneurs. It is vital. So there's so many different stories that I've heard. There's so many different women that I've met or that I've even noticed just being out, you know? And it's a thing of me. Sometimes I just want to walk up to them, and I'm at that point now where I just walk up to them and I talk to them, but it took me some time to get there. So even with what you stated about believing in yourself, and making sure that you do have, what I'll add to what you were saying is, make sure you do have those people that you, that are in your face and that can encourage you or inspire you with their actions, so that it becomes realistic to you. Because I think a lot of it is about the mindset, and that's where you were going with that, is that it's a mindset. You have to believe it first so that you can achieve it. But anything that you plan in your mind to say, hey, I can do this, it will come to fruition for you if you go for it. But you have to go for it. And that was what you stated earlier, is that you keep going no matter if you fail. Be okay with failing. Be okay with the fact that it's going to take some time, that it's not happening overnight. And then you have to understand, even when you're watching those videos, whether it's of you and your little girl, if people are watching the videos of you and your little girl, if it's people watching videos of whomever else that has built what they're building, or, you know, that took the time to build their platform, it took time. So be okay with things taking time. And I love that. I think that it is very vital and very important that you stated that you have to be okay with failing, because we all fail at something. Even if you are amazing in one thing and not in another, that person that has failed in one space but has continued to go, they may end up beating all those individuals that came out on top in the beginning because they did not give up, you know? And that's a very, very, very important thing to know, is that you may not be the best starting off, but with time and with consistency and with investment, whether that's in energy, money, which is a form of energy that is being exchanged, or any other type of investment that you make into what you are desiring to go ahead and see come to life, it can happen. And it's okay if it doesn't look the way you want it to look in the beginning. But if you write out that why, like you said, you will be able to continue to go back to it and give to it regardless of the process. And that's a thing that Denzel, that Will Smith, and a lot of others, even The Rock, Dwayne, I forget his last name, but we know him as The Rock mainly. He states it as well, is that there's a process that we have to go through. You have to be okay with going through that process, or you'll never make it. If you are not okay with having to go through the struggle, don't ask for the beautiful things in life, because everybody goes through it. Regardless if they came with silver spoons in their mouth or not, they're going to struggle in some shape, form, or fashion. So I love that. And with you being able to give those three pointers, I also want to ask you, what do you think are three words that best describe you? Because obviously, you know that there's something about yourself, right, that is allowing you to carry forward in this day-to-day of being a single mompreneur. So what would you say are three words that best describe you?
I would say passionate would be number one. Perseverant would be number two. And less, for number three, I would say encouraging.
Nice.
You know, I'm the one in my circle who's always just trying to speak life into other people.
Hello.
Because I do believe that, you know, there's power in a tongue. And if you could speak life into somebody, so if you could just look at somebody and tell them, you know what, you can be great. Like, you can do this. That's, you know, that's a lot. You know, that
seriously.
That
can determine whether someone, you know, decides to get up and try again or not. You know, and I think we all need, even myself, you know, even I consider myself to be, you know, self-motivated, but I still have my times when I'm just like, you know what, I don't know. I feel like we all do. It just having somebody that can say, you know what, you can do this. You can do this. Absolutely. I think it's very, very important. So I try to be that person for other people. I try to be encouraging and motivate people and let them know that, you know, you can do it. You know, no, you know, I don't care if you feel like you lack something or you don't have it all. You can do it. Just start with whatever you have and add as you go along and correct Seriously. As you go along. And, you know, you're going to get better along, but can't do something despite, you know, where you grew up. And I think for me that, you know, it really affected me, you know, growing up and, you know, in the inner city. And, you know, I think it really affected me when I went to law school, because I looked around and I didn't really see too many people that looked like me that to me. And I just feel like I was out of place, and I questioned myself. And I'm like, am I really supposed to be here? This doesn't make sense. I can't relate to them. You know, they're having all these conversations about, you know, things that I have no idea, you know. And I think that was one of the reasons why I did have, you know, I had suffered from anxiety in law school, because I just felt like I was so out of place. Like, you know, and I questioned myself, like, am I really supposed to be here? I mean, because if so, how come there's nobody else like me here? Right. And I think that's why for me, it's so important for me to be that person to encourage. Like, I want to be that person where, you know, a person, a young girl can look up and say, you know, she did it, I can do it. You know, she grew up in the city. You know, she was a single mom. You know, she didn't really have much support. You know, she struggled a lot, you know. And I struggled. Like, when I was in law school, I had to have, you know, I was on assistance. I had to use, you know, daycare vouchers and food stamps to make it. You know, and I think it's important for me to, I go through all of that because it's not just about me. It's about the next generation. Like, I want that next person. I want to make it easier. I want to, you know, be able to break down that barrier for the next person to come through, so they don't have to go through a lot of the things that I had to go through. So
absolutely.
I already get off topic.
No, you're fine. It's not, none of it is off topic. We flow. Okay. We flow as mamas. We have to flow, you know? And I will continue to say it. I think as single mamas is even more. I think it's even more to it. It's not to take anything away from a mother, but I think it is completely different. And I say, nobody can fault me for saying single mompreneur, because I'm not married, you know. And, you know, people may look at me a little and question where I'm coming from with certain things because I have a promise ring. But I make sure that I express it so that people can understand. I am not married. You know, I do not have certain things that women that are and have had the man that they've created a child with or that has committed to them in that way. I don't have those things, you know? So I want people to understand that it's a huge difference. And because of us moms that are single moms, we go through things differently than others. And it doesn't tear away or make anybody less than or make anybody better than or any of that. But it creates a different narrative, you know. So for it to be a thing where you even talk about the food stamps or the assistance in any shape, form, or fashion, I've been there myself, you know. And it's a thing where some of those things I feel like are there, or I'll say, at least for me, some of those things were there to encourage me to say, you know what, the hell if this will be my life. I don't care what the government do. They can take the damn food stamps if they want to. This will not be my life forever. This is where I am right now, and I want more. So for you to say that you want to be that woman, you don't want to be that woman. You are that woman for so many individuals, because there are some that, regardless of what their situation is, if they have children or not, they're not going to want to step out of that box of comfortability because they don't know. And you can be that inspiration to them to say, hey, but I did it. And this is what I had that was stacked against me. And look at where I am now. So it's not a thing of you wanted to be her. You are her. And I hope you understand that, because it's vital that you know who you are so that others can accept who you are and where you are and do the things that you have done and add to that. Because again, it is about that next generation. And we want to make sure that where we are with all the resources that we have at our fingertips, they understand, hey, if we have this and this is what we can create, make sure that you do more than we do, you know? And I tell my baby girl that all the time. She says something about being like me. I'm like, no, you know, like mommy, you better than mommy. Don't ever get it confused. You are better than mommy. You can do things differently than what I did. You can do things better than what I did. So it's phenomenal that you know that with all the things that you went through, even with being in a room full of individuals that didn't look like you, that weren't experiencing the things that you experienced, that may have never walked your walk, you bring something to that circle of people. And you even had to open up their horizon or further their horizon, because they may have looked at you the same way to say, hey, yeah, but what's she doing here? You know, and it was some people that probably were looking at you crazy are some of the ones that may not have made it where you are. And it's crazy how that goes, but that's life, you know? And I think that it's an amazing thing that you are willing to be that woman of impact and that woman of influence and that woman that wants others to prosper. So again, I applaud you, and I'm going to continue to applaud you. I'm another woman that believes in empowerment and encouragement, because believe it or not, it's those words that make a heck of a difference. You can see the impact in the wear and tear or the building up of people or of individuals, and what you say with children, that takes place when they have an environment where they're constantly being encouraged compared to an environment where they're constantly being put down. It makes a heck of a difference. So for you to want to be that woman that does that and that is doing that, whether it's for younger females or women that are around your age or just everyday people, right? No matter of the gender, the age, et cetera, religion, well, any of that. That's amazing, because you're planting seeds that need to be planted, regardless of if you realize it or not. And that's vital to be able to see things in life that we say we want to see. So I applaud you on that as well. I do want to ask you one more question before we wrap up. I would love to know if there's anything that you would change when it comes to your journey, because being a single mom is not easy, right? So with it being a journey that you've already acquired, with it being a walk that you've already walked, is there anything that you would change?
That's a tough question, because on one hand, I feel like if it wasn't for me being a single mom, I wouldn't be where I am. Which I know to me sound kind of crazy, but on the other hand, I don't want to, you know, pretend like, you know, there were signals or signs that I shouldn't have been in the relationship that I was in. So I don't want to say that, oh, you know, obviously, you know, I'm grateful that my daughter is here and I wouldn't be right where I am today. But I do think it's also important to educate young women about, you know, the importance of being in a healthy relationship so they don't have to be, you know, single moms. You know, I don't think that we can, you know, just like say, oh, you know, you're a single mom and, you know, hey, that's fine. I think it's still important to educate, to be more proactive, to say, listen, these are the signs that you should look for. You know, this is what a healthy relationship looks like. This is what an unhealthy relationship looks like. Seriously. And if I had to change something, I wouldn't have allowed myself to be in that relationship, because I did not belong in that relationship. But from that relationship came my daughter. And again, I really do believe that everything happens for a reason. Hello. Because to be honest with you, if it wasn't for my daughter, I probably would still be in an unhealthy relationship, to be honest with you.
Same here. But
with me having my daughter, it made me come to my senses and say, you know what? Enough is enough. If I want to be a fool, that's one thing. But now as a baby in a picture.
Come on.
To allow my child to witness what an unhealthy relationship looks like. I just did not want that.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I guess that would be, you know, something that I would change. But then again, it's kind of tough to say, because if, you know, who knows? I probably wouldn't have, you know, been in a situation where, you know, I want to, you know, start my own business. And I think me being a single mom has led me to want that even more.
Mm. I mean, and that's, I think that speaks a lot, because it is a thing where we don't know, you know, it's just like, hey, well, what I've experienced, this is my answer. And that's okay, you know, because at the end of the day, who's to say that even at your age, you may have decided way later down the line, you know, if it was more comfortable, is the word I'll use, that you would go ahead and invest into a business of your own. Sometimes we do get complacent when being in certain relationships where things are good, you know, and he's amazing or whatever. Sometimes we become complacent, you know, and I'll say even for me, it's a thing where with my daughter, if I did not have her, with the relationship I'm in now, girl, I wouldn't, like, literally, I would be a whole different person. I'm not going to lie to you. He would probably cripple me more than he would help me. And I hate to say that, but it's the reality of it. Because my baby gives me so much purpose. And she is my why. She's a piece of my why, a huge piece of it. There are things that I want out of life that that don't have anything to do with her. But with her being in my life, it would definitely, with her not being in my life, it would definitely look different. It would look completely different for me. So I don't think that you're wrong for feeling that way. I don't think that it's a right or wrong answer to it. You know, it's just what our truth is. And I agree with you 100%. I was in the same type of situation where it was unhealthy, you know, and it was a thing where I had to make a decision on whether or not I was going to stay in it because of love, right? And the unhealthy love that I was so used to, or I was going to get out of it and say, hey, okay, but my baby deserves to see more, right? And unfortunately, the gentleman and I have both witnessed unhealthy relationships before we even got together, which probably brought us together, right? Because we had both experienced some, or witnessed some things that you just don't want to see, or you shouldn't see as a kid, you know? So once we were in it, and once we had produced our baby, for me, it was like, yeah, but I don't think she can't at all go through what I went through. My parents got married and were married for years. And after 13 years, they decided that they were going to get a divorce. But during those 13 years, they created a lot of trauma for my daughter, for my sister and I. And I didn't want that for my baby. I was like, okay, why would I put her through the same exact thing that I went through? You know, so for you to even have the courage to say, you know what, but she deserves better. The hell with me and what I feel and how much I care about him. I got to do it for her. It takes a lot from us to do that. And, you know, the moms that I was with yesterday, they said the same thing. I love to hear it. I loved hearing it. I'm not going to lie to you. It was like, wow, well, I appreciate that. Like, and I probably should have voiced that a little better than what I did, because I just said thank you. But I loved hearing them say, wow, well, I applaud you for sitting there and taking that risk to know that, hey, okay, I'm throwing away the fact that I have a man in my life helping me with our child. And now I'm just going out here and I'm having to figure it out, you know. And I didn't know that, if I'm being frank, I did not know that that would open the door to him not being in my child's life. I had an idea that it would, because I knew his background, but I did not know that it would literally drive him across the country to say, hey, I've got something that I want to pursue, and y'all are either coming or y'all aren't, but this is where I'm going. And have it to where he doesn't support her in the ways that he should, you know, but that comes with the territory sometimes. And I see how bright and beautiful my baby is, and I see how much life she has, and that's enough for me. That's enough. That replaces all that we were bringing to her life. So I applaud you, because I don't know that enough people will. And unfortunately, a lot of the time we don't say, girl, you got sense. You got enough sense to know what's right for you and your baby. A lot of us don't do that. We'll sit there and be like, oh, well, hey, whatever. If that's the lifestyle you want to live. But I mean, I can only imagine how bold and beautiful and bright your baby is going to be, and how much life people will be able to receive from her and her energy and her presence because she's not witnessing unhealthy habits. And then you have to thank yourself too, because now you have allowed it to be where we have one young lady that can tear away from those individuals that are going to be put as statistics for that age group that goes through all those domestic violence or those unhealthy relationships, because there's a group of them, you know, and I've been one of those too. So for me, it was like, okay, I don't want my baby to go through this. And it sounds like that's the same thing for you. So you have to applaud yourself even for the fact that she won't have to enter into a relationship, at least off of what she's seen with you and her dad, you know, and make those decisions to say, hey, yeah, well, but I'm here because of love, you know, and that's because of what she saw you do. That's not what she can't make that excuse up. That's not an excuse she can give for if she decides to be in something like that. And I'm pretty sure just with how things are going for you and with what it sounds like, that you will continue to teach her what it looks like to have a healthy relationship, as you continue on your journey, you know. And a lot of the time what takes place is that we'll go through those things so that we can at least know what not to go through again. So even if we don't know exactly what we want it to look like, we know what we don't want it to look like, you know. So, I mean, sometimes that's what it is. So a lady yesterday explained to me, she says, you know, your experience, it helps you throughout your journey, regardless of if you like it or not. So even though I did not like the fact that I had gone through all I went through with her dad, I can at least thank myself for going through it to say, you know what, but at least I know what I don't want it to look like. And I can warn my baby to say, hey, okay, well, if these things are taking place, you want to double check, you know, and you want to really consider whether that's where you need to be or not. So I'm going to applaud you. And again, I pray that you are applauding yourself with that, because that's amazing. And I don't think enough of us women have the courage to say, and I'm saying that very frankly, I don't think enough of us women have the courage or even understand our power and our worth. Okay, a lot of it is knowing our worth to say, you know what, but I deserve better. So I'm going to let you figure yourself out and I'm going to remove myself. And maybe if you get yourself together, we can try this again. But at least I know that right now, this is not where I need to be. So I appreciate you. I truly appreciate you for taking out the time today to share some of your story and to share what you have going on, to share what you are building when it comes to being willing to provide those legal services to those that may not be able to afford it on that platform of having you as full representation. I applaud you on the ebook and the course that you're building. I applaud you on being mompreneur that is sitting there and investing not only in yourself and your dreams, but in your daughter and even in you all's YouTube page. I look forward to seeing that. So please, please, please send me a link of your videos or at least of y'all's channel, because I will be posting up and featuring moms and some of the things that they have going on. So I have a couple of mamas that I'm already posting their stuff up. I would love to add you to that. And again, thank you for today. And before we close out, if you do want to go ahead and share your information again so that they can know your Instagram page and how to contact you via email, if you have a number you want to provide, if not, they do understand. So go ahead and share that information for us one more time so they can know how to reach you.
Okay, sure. So my email address is Conway N, which is the first initial of my first name, Nishia, 15@hotmail.com. And my Instagram is miss.esquire_25.
Nice. Thank y'all for tuning in, mamas. Again, this is Diamond, also known as the Single Mompreneur. My name is Diamond Vania Wiggins, and I am also known as the Single Mompreneur. And that is a wrap. We'll talk to y'all next time. Bye.